It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here. What
are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just feeling greasy.
Like you're feeling like ratty, like you're going to do something weird?
No, I feel like there's grease just coming out of my pores. Just,
why?
I've just been bad.
Like you've been bad?
That's no.
Is this metaphorical? Like kind of?
No, it's not that. It's, I think my diet has been bad. Not my diet, but my, I can't talk. I've been drinking a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, Thursday, went out with my cousin. Friday was, what the fuck did we do Friday?
I don't know.
We got smashed.
I don't know.
What was it? Oh, Patrick's B-Day.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Saturday was, I went to Jordan's. Sunday, I laid low, watched the Daytona 500, which...
Was that worth it?
Well, to be honest, I fell asleep at the fifth lap, and then I woke up 2 hours later to the, 100th lap, yeah. And then they went in overtime. Even though there was fucking overtime.
That's why I went to go play. I went to go play video games. I'm like, I'm not watching the whole Daytona 500.
No, I wasn't planning on watching it either. I was planning on falling asleep. I just thought that when I woke up, it would be over, and I was like, well, now I gotta finish it. Like I've been here through all.
How long is it?
500.
How long of a time?
Is it 500 miles or 500 laps? And it's only 124 laps, I think. Is NASCAR a sport?
If we're talking. There's small things about it that you, but I think it takes skill to drive a race car. But,
yeah.
Okay, but are gamers professional athletes then?
I think gaming can be under esports, but I don't consider them professional. I remember Tfue had in his bio for Twitter, it just said professional athlete.
Well, because they have an X Games, so. I'm serious, they do. Scump won like 2 gold medals X Games.
I know they have that. I'm just saying, I don't know if that, I feel like an athlete is a physical.
Sport, but physical, yeah.
Physical sport.
So in that sense, no, but
no, I don't think so.
Is it a skill? Yes.
Yes.
Most likely.
It's a skill. Yes. I don't think I could operate that vehicle 200 miles an hour, inches from bumper to bumper.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, no.
Like, no.
Not at all. You know, a lot of those guys, why don't they just, you know, get like a CDL or something after their career if they ran out of money? They're good drivers.
They are professional drivers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're probably really good
at it. Yeah, I guess if you never won the Daytona, you could go to truck driving. I feel like a lot of truck drivers become NASCAR drivers.
I don't think that's true.
They love it so much. I don't know. I could see it.
I don't think I would ever be, even if I had a CDL, I don't think I would. I just don't want to do that. I always pull into places and I see guys backing up and they're in a bind. I'm like, oh.
Ah, then they're jackknifing the shit.
Yeah, and then they're back. And all these cars are waiting for them. I'm like, I would never want to do that.
I also think that there is a
15-hour drive or like, you know,
just, nothing against truck drivers. I know there's a lot of good ones. A lot of the ones that I've seen have like a long greasy ponytail. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a stereotype though. Not all of them. Like most of them wear turbans.
Yeah.
A lot of them are because they come from the Middle East. That's a good job to have. And it's if you can get your CDL, that's probably the most money you can make off like as fast as possible is probably getting a CDL.
Yeah. I mean, things got to go from.
Dude, you know what? Okay. Do you know what they call prostitutes? Like at truck stops who walk around, they literally knock on the truck.
Lot lizards. Yep. Lot lizards. Just fucking, you remember that?
Slithering around. And I can't see none of them got to be good looking lot lizards.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
I mean, if you're down there, I mean, that's a gum job.
A gum job. Oh,
they got no teeth, man. There's no way.
Lot lizards, that's
dude.
So
I'm
funny.
Just gonna say nothing against any listeners that are lot lizards. I just think at that point, you know,
Nate, you're sucking dick for meth or something. Like, what are you doing,
dude? I think meth is a big problem in the trucking community. I've heard because it just keeps them.
I was about to start laughing, but it's actually fucking true.
Yeah,
because you can see it. People stay away for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, dude, like, there's a lot of guys who do like tandem, dude, which just sounds awful. Two drivers, then like one sleeps, one drives, then that one's hired, they sleep, that one drives. Like, you just never get out of the fucking vehicle.
Yeah, that's just fucking brutal.
Like, I think the longest I've done is a 17-hour drive.
I feel like once you get used to it, though, it's probably just, you know, and if they have the sleepers, they have beds and shit, so it's not like that bad, I suppose.
Yeah, I did a 17-hour drive once, and I was cracked out the whole way from Red Bulls. And it was there was ebbs and flows. It was like, all right, we're doing this.
Yeah,
and then it was just like, oh my. And then you're just kind of like resting. I'm like, dude, this is not good.
No, 17 hours. I think I'm, even in a as a passenger, I think I'm only good for like 8.
Well, you and I have done Medford and back way too many times.
Yeah, that's why I said like 8, because Medford back, that's like what, 6.5, 7.
The record I've done it is 6:35.
I thought it was like 5:45 or something.
Dude, if you're making it 5:45, you're hauling the fucking mail.
Well, I think, I don't know. Maybe, okay, our average is like 6, 6.5, 7.
I think we need to get, like, back in the day, there was like big birds that would, like, you could ride. Or, like, you know.
Well, what birds? In, ostriches? The only ostriches big
enough
you can ride.
In, like, mythology, or maybe they're extinct. I think that.
Like the things from Harry Potter.
Yeah, or like Gandalf's moths that turn into the eagles. I'm saying, or it was a butterfly. I don't fucking know what it was.
But I think it was a moth. It was something of that.
What's the difference between a moth and a butterfly?
Well, they're just. Oh, it's the cat upstairs. Yeah. They're the same thing, but just a different.
Do you think you can be allergic to butterflies?
Yeah, but I mean, I was always taught.
How much contact you come through with a butterfly? You got to put your finger out.
I agree. Like, I was taught. Okay, I don't know if this is true. I was just told this as a little kid, so obviously this has no merit at all. I'm saying, because I would always catch butterflies in, like, you know, multitudes of things, just because I was a kid and I wanted to catch things.
Mm-hmm.
And so you grab a butterfly, one of the white ones, the normal ones. And there's like a powder all over your hands from their wings. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Really?
The powder?
Okay. You like grab like, you know how like.
Instead of the cocaine bear, it's the cocaine
okay,
monarch.
If I can finish. Okay. If they're landed. Okay. One of the normal like white butterflies, the yellow butterflies, the ones you see fucking everywhere. I'm saying when they're, you know, when they're like landing, their wings are up in the air. So the best way to catch them is kind of quickly whoop, grab okay. them. I think moths do too. When you grab them.
I think moths do too.
And then like let them go. If you look at your hands, there's like this like. It's almost like a powdery sub. It's okay. a powdery thing. It's not like like a wet. It's just like a powder.
There is a residue.
There's a residue.
There's a residue from the butterfly.
Residue. And I was told. I don't know if this is true. I was
that's
told
okay.
that that like make sure you wash your hands after because you put it in your eyes or something. You're gonna be like if you itch your eye or something. You're gonna be like fuck, you're gonna be fucked up.
Really?
Is I don't know poisonous? If that's true. I don't know.
I feel like there's a lot more things that are poisonous than we know of.
But the Harry Potter bird, I don't know what you're talking about, the birds.
No, I'm saying like, you know, dinosaurs are extinct, you know, pterodactyls, flying creatures. I think everyone's looking for flying cars, but maybe let's just bring...
Maybe we should look to the animals to the sky.
Let's bring the birds
back. Well,
like
in Harry Potter, it was like a bird mixed with like a bovine creature.
It was a griffin, I believe.
Yeah, it was a griffin.
Yeah, because it was like a... Long neck,
and
it talons,
and then he bowed to it. Or whatever. Yeah, it's a bird like a bovine.
I never get why those things bow to the humans because it's like, yo, fuck you. I can just step on you. Like, I don't know where the control comes from. But then, like, oh, they have like a pea-sized brain. I'm like, but that still doesn't.
What the fuck's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Round Lunch Table, episode 104. Episode 104. First and foremost, wanted to thank our sponsors. Starting with Aperture Oceans, bringing ideas and ads
to life.
And also want to shout out Liv Stallion, Never Be Tamed, wellness and fitness page started by ATLD's own Brandon Battiato. You can look him up on Instagram. Brandon spelled the usual way, Battiato, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-O, and Liv Stallion. Stallion spelled the usual way, live without the E.
Bam. Got moles. If you have moles in the Puget Sound area, servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma, they are your premier mole exterminator using chemical-free methods. They're also hiring. if anyone needs a job in the Puget Sound area, trapping moles the old-fashioned way, you hit your boys
up. Well, wouldn't the old-fashioned way be with, like, you bait them out and then have, like, little spears? Wouldn't that be the old-fashioned way?
I think so. Well, I think that's what they do because they use chemical-free methods. I remember my dad would get, like, sticks of, like, he didn't call them dynamite, but I think he just didn't want me, like, telling the kids at school that, like, my dad's got sticks of dynamite from his dad.
Like, for what? Like demolition?
No, for moles. He'd get so pissed at the moles, he'd be like, the fucking ground's coming up. And so, like, you know, he'd find the little hole and he'd be like, he's like, Jack, run. And then he just.
Well, obviously, it would have to be a hole that's way the fuck out there because it's going to blow up the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. I think it was like a tiny version of dynamite. I don't know.
A tiny version of dynamite. A dynamite.
yes. No, I mean, I feel like dads sometimes like inherited weird things from like their fathers. And they're just like, I'm going to hold on to this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I feel like when you also look at the life of a married man who's married for many years, they need little outlets or else they go crazy.
Explosives.
Anything. You know.
What do you think yours is going to be when you're a married man, you're 45? I don't know. I could see getting into something.
It's going to be stupid.
No, I'm saying it's going to be good. I think
it's going to be good for you.
No, I think it could be. I could see you as like painting.
Painting? Yeah, I suck at...
Yeah, that's okay, but no. You're going to get better. I would never
get into painting, never. And the fact that you said that is just...
Sailing.
Makes me sick.
Sailing. I think I could do sailing.
I think I would like sailing.
And with this shirt, yeah, I'm going to fucking kill it.
Yeah, I mean, with all the pajama wear you wear, it's mostly sandwich.
Pajama stuff. Wear?
All the things you wear to bed are things that you'd wear around water. Everything.
That is not true.
All episodes, listen, everybody, hey, I'm look right here. All episodes are shot at night after work. Almost like 98% of them. There's been a very select few that weren't. And every single one of them, go back and look what he's wearing. It's always a collared shirt, either the matching set, even though you can't use the bottom. Just look at the top. Okay, the bottom most of the time is swimming trunks, but it's always collared shirts like this. So I rest my case. Thank you.
I think that I like
and there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying that's a fact.
I like to go to sleep groovy, you know? No, I...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, dude. Did you ever, like, as a kid, like lay in the pool and float, like, pretend you're dead and see if anyone cares?
I do that now.
Oh. Like, does anyone care? And then my parents are just like, thank God.
I do that now, yeah.
No, I...
Remember we went to the river and I was on the bank and I was like...
No, you kept doing the dragon. Do you know?
You were like, saying, no, that day it was 115 degrees outside and we went out to the river and then we were walking up, me and you were walking upstream and then I was like floating down.
Then you and I carried most of the things up and Cody did nothing. Remember all the shit we had to pack up?
I said the river.
Oh, the river. Are they talking about Jake's bachelor party?
No, no. I did it there too.
Yeah,
I did. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Cody wouldn't carry anything. And then he comes up and he has like a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, hill.
You went through like 30 Smuckers on Krusty.
Dude, they were so good, bro. And we were like drinking the whole day. There's nothing better than like, like when you got done swimming as a kid, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with chips just hit differently.
Doritos
than
after
normally.
The pool.
It just hit differently after you got done swimming. That's what it was like. When Lake all day, we're drinking and I just could not stop eating Uncrustables.
Oh, yeah.
They were so good.
Dude, our friend, actually, I was going to say her name's name. Would rename nameless, but it's Jacob. He tried to tell me, so I had a tent that was like slightly off its axis by like a degree. And he's like, no, dude, you're going to die. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, if it's not level, all the blood's going to go to your head. And he was dead serious. There's also the guy that killed 120 squirrels. In a summer.
Yeah. Well, that logic's airtight, but I feel like you'd have to be sleeping like this.
Yeah.
You'd have to be like almost vertical.
Are you saying that like my mattress is 100% level all the time? I mean, dude, it was like a slight incline.
No, but
like,
okay. It wasn't, but it was, you could see it was uneven, but I don't think, I would think.
I'm not going to find plumb and level.
I honestly think that
camping.
That could kill you, but you'd have to be like sleeping like this, like almost like at a insane.
Yeah. You're not going to find perfectly level. Apparently perfectly real.
Well, Rick and Morty, Rick. Yeah. Figured it out.
Real level is like can make a man go mad.
That was what you got from Rick and Morty. Too.
Yeah. Also, this is actually true. If you lock someone in like a fuck, and I want to do this because I want to see how fast it takes me to go nuts.
In the quiet room?
In the quiet room. Yeah. You can
the most quiet room in the way you hear your organs.
You can hear your organs and you go crazy in like 6 minutes or some
shit. Yeah, I kind of want to go inside.
I give you like 8 minutes. I think you'll
eight.
I think you'll outlast the average. I'm giving myself 2.
Oh, I'll give you like 45 seconds.
I'm just...
Yeah, you're banging
on the door.
Dude, Wyatt would probably last 30 minutes.
He's just sitting there.
Dude, Wyatt would probably last like all day, dude. He'd just be sitting there just...
He's like...
Can you close it?
Can I rent this out? He's like, guys, I'm moving out.
Oh my God.
Dude, I feel like I'd like crawl at the window till like I have nubs.
I feel like after like 2 minutes, you have a little knife and like... what am I gonna, like carving the numbers into the wall?
It's been I'm carving the minutes.
Yeah,
dude. Like in your prison cell, like what are you writing on the walls? I think I'd write poetry for the next.
Well, I don't
inmate.
Think you have things to write on the walls in a prison.
They carve shit on the wall. Okay, you grow your fingernails really long. They're nice and stiff.
Well, it depends if I'm in a max. If I'm in like an average prison, they give you things like that. It's if you're in like a high security prison, they're like,
you're in a high security prison, but you've been on good behavior, so you have some things
crayons.
For carving.
Maybe crayons. Yeah,
crayons. Dude, remember those fucking markers that smelled? There was the blackberry.
Oh my God, I forgot about
dude,
that.
Dude, mixed
yeah.
berry. By the way, I don't know what Crayola was doing, but all kids did was have that shit up their nose for fucking like...
It was.
And I wonder why I can't remember shit now.
I don't know if that's why, but...
Dude, I had that mixed berry fucking marker like all the way up my nose.
Yeah, but is that going to cause long-term effects? We don't know.
I don't think it's going to be good. It's a chemical. I mean, the other stuff we put in our bodies, though, we're probably okay.
I think so.
Yeah. You know. What is weird about that is like you can buy deadly chemicals all the time. They just illegalize them if they're fun. Which is kind of fucked.
I mean, yeah.
It's not about public safety.
No, they don't give a fuck about public
yeah,
safety.
Yeah, no.
It's more of once something gets popular, then they make it illegal. It's
yeah, like, okay, with the war on drugs, I'm on the drug side 100%.
I'm definitely leaning that way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What I think, actually being a little more serious here, what I think is that what needs to be unstigmatized is people feel like they have to have an excuse. I don't like that.
What do you mean?
They're like, oh, I smoke weed because I have back pain. Or,
oh, yeah, just say you smoke weed.
Exactly, because we all say we drink to have fun. And it's like, oh, I microdose mushrooms because for my anxiety or something. It's like, you don't have to have an excuse. Just go fucking do it.
Yeah, you don't have to say anything either.
Yeah, that's also true. Yeah. But like, you know, when you get caught.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had those friends like you? Do you haven't like figured them out yet?
And then, yep. Like, yep. And you're like, see, maybe I should just keep this to myself. Yeah, for
you're,
now.
Like, you're, like, you're like.
Well, I don't think I've ever done that.
No, but. I'm kidding. But, you know. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to like play the field. I think that alcohol is, I think it's a social uplifter in moderation.
Oh, 100%, yes.
Oh, yes.
I think anything to an extreme is going to be bad. Obviously, drinking, if you do it too much. I think that middle ground is a good place to be.
It's all about moderation, man.
Yeah.
I believe that.
It's all about moderation.
It's all about moderation. No, what is interesting is like most of our social gatherings now consist around it, which is interesting, but I don't mind it.
I feel like most gatherings.
Yeah. Imagine if it was a different thing.
If it was like Molly or something.
Dude, here's the thing. I can't see the boys getting together being like, let's hit Molly.
No. Hit Molly.
Oh, sorry, not hit Molly. Fucking drop Molly. I don't know.
Drop. That was a good batch.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying like guys are like, I don't see, I could see girls doing that because then they're like, hee-hee-hee, and they always want to like, yeah, and they want to like touch each other.
Yeah.
I can't see guys doing that. Like,
I mean, maybe, but they'd have to be at somewhere, like an event or something.
Yes, I'm saying just like a boys' night versus like, hey, I'll take Molly. And then we're all just like cuddling. Like, I don't see that happening.
I don't know. Yeah.
What would happen?
I don't know.
You, me, and Jordan. Okay, Jordan, I don't know. Jordan, Molly's just like.
Dude, if I was like rolling dick and I looked at him, he might scare me a little bit.
No, I think, I mean, what is the go to? Like, I'm not saying we do these things. I'm saying just from what you've heard of these drugs.
From my travels.
Yes. What do you think is the best like bro drug? Like
the best bro drug.
Like you're having a bros night and you have anything you can just bring out. What do you bring?
Anything
out?
At all?
Yeah.
Well, bros night out?
No, bros night in.
Oh, okay. Bros night in. Bros night out. Okay, that changes it a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. No, bros night in.
A bros night in. Well, first of all, how close are we to these bros?
Very close.
Okay.
And they do like to freestyle intoxicated.
I would say, okay, if you're really close to the bros night in, you know, this is something that you uncover once in a blue moon. Maybe you pull out some type of psychedelic.
Really?
Maybe.
For the bros night.
But you said what's the best one. So if that's one you do rarely, that's not the best one. I just thought maybe like if you're on a bro trip somewhere. Like that's, I think everyone should try psychedelics at least once or twice.
Psychedelics is like a, I almost prefer it one-on-one.
Yeah, I bet now because you're a lot more deeper and you're a lot more.
What the fuck? What's wrong with you, dude? Don't fucking come at me like that. I'm saying like.
Well, you've just, you know, you're a lot, you know.
What? I'm what?
Nothing. You know?
What do you mean?
You're not anything.
No, there's something behind that comment. I was just poking fun
because, you know, you're a lot more of a deeper person. And
God, I'm never going to live that comment down.
Well, then don't say stupid shit.
Ah, there we go. He's never said anything stupid.
I have.
I just don't have the memory to actually remember what it is. That is your saving grace. No, I'm saying I would prefer, like if it's you, me, and four other dudes, I don't want us all tripping.
No, you said close. I see you said very close. Very close.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, okay. Yeah, but I'm saying I would still prefer, like, I want a one-on-one moment with you, you know, psychedelic-wise.
Okay, well, I don't even know if psychedelic would be the best way to go then. Especially in a big group.
That's what I'm saying, in a big group. I'm saying...
I think you'd have to go with, like...
I know what you want
to
say.
You might have to go coke, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think cocaine is what you might have to go with.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I've never done it, but I've heard that...
Do it.
Everyone's done coke in their teens. Relax.
Teens? When I was a petite teen.
Yeah. What is your favorite porn adjective?
I think yours is pog, right?
No, it's not pog. I was talking about the juice. No, I think busty's a cool word.
Busty is a funny one, dude.
Busty's a funny one.
Busty is a funny one.
Busty's funny.
Yeah. Busty is pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh.
Like, okay.
Why was it ever made busty? Like, why didn't it be like something?
No, okay, know. Okay. So say you're searching, say you're in the mood for something specific.
And you type in busty. No,
I'm asking you. Are you typing in big tits or are you typing in busty?
I don't think I'm typing it either.
No, yeah, I gotta choose one. You're like, I'm in the mood to see.
I'm not typing any of those. What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm saying you just have one or the other.
If I have a gun in my head, which one would you pick?
Yeah.
Wait, big tits or busty?
Busty.
Wait, is busty just like thick, basically?
Oh, I thought that was busty. Like,
so then if you thought it was that, isn't big tits and busty the same thing?
That's why I'm saying, which one are you typing? If you're in the mood for that, are you using the like proper English or are you using busty?
But I thought busty just meant like bigger, like thick.
Oh,
like
no. Thick. No, I think that's
a voluptuous.
Yeah.
But that's not a catchphrase.
You know what I thought was kind of racist?
What?
No, this isn't. I'm saying for someone else did.
Oh, I thought you were about to say what I did. I'm like, no. What I think was racist. I'm like,
no,
what?
What I think was racist is the they use the word ebony.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't ebony
like a gray, right?
No.
Isn't ebony? I'm going off of Elder Scrolls. Let me look.
Elder Scrolls?
Yeah, because you could get ebony. No, I'm saying like that's a category and I believe it's a African American.
Well, I'm saying like
women.
Ebony and ivory, like there's actually like references of that word besides pornography, but
No, I know that. No, I 100% know that. I'm saying the category is called ebony.
Well, because the word is heavy blackish or very dark brown timber.
that just seems off-putting to me. I don't know.
So I guess the color would be black or dark brown.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I just thought that was an interesting thing. But I guess if you're looking for morals, don't go to your porn site.
I guess, that's not like a place to go.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you guys aren't, you know, keeping up the code. Actually, they weren't, but we're not going to get into that.
I to this day have never heard someone sharing a porn video because obviously there's an option, but who does that? I don't know.
Maybe they just do it for the SEO or something. I don't know. I mean, okay. I know that there's a lot of like people that are very open to that. So maybe the thing is like you and I are very good friends and I've never shared a porn video with you.
Who shares a porn video with anybody? Like, it's just like, I don't understand. Like share to Twitter, share to Facebook. Who the fuck does that? Who?
I feel like a baseball coach.
I need a list of people who do that. I need a list and I need to talk to them.
There's always a coach in a scandal.
Dude, okay. Remember I was telling you, I showed you, it was a coach I used to have in high school and he has a Twitter and I went on his Twitter because it was like, you know, has some suggestions and I'm like, and he follows you, but I didn't follow him. I'm like, oh, fucking it. I'm not going to say a name.
Yeah, of course.
And I clicked on the Twitter first fucking thing and it's just like, and he retweeted, I'm assuming... Because he doesn't use it, but the only people he follows are like people he has coached or people he coaches or like maybe a couple parents. I don't know. And the first thing on his fucking page is just like a 20-second porn clip of like a chick's orgy or something. And it says, it says blank, blank his name, retweeted this. I'm like,
I feel like that's
like,
people
dude!
Who like don't know.
I'll say this first. I'm like, run. I didn't say anything, but I could have saved him. But I think it's too late. It's been months.
Yeah, he probably forgot the password.
No, I'm saying, but like, I don't think he realized that when you do that, it goes to your fucking timeline because he's like a middle-aged guy.
He's like, does retweeting this mean I want more of this? Like,
yeah, I'm assuming that's what I was. I'm like, oh no.
Have you ever gone through like the comments on Twitter and like there's some graphic shit? Like, dude, are they just like, they don't censor shit? I know they censor things, but like not that stuff.
Well, they have, like, have you ever heard of like, like, you know, Vice, have you ever seen this Vice thing that had, they sat down with Facebook moderators and these people were telling like the most fucked up things because there's people that go out and fucking blah, 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 block all this shit off and they don't catch everything. And there's just like, there was video that one guy had an interview. It was so fucked up. Like the informant, you know, they do the segment when the person puts a mask on and they basically just talk about what they did. And the one of the episodes, you just watch it. It's fucked up. He was a Facebook moderator. And he's talking about all the fucked up shit he's seen. And he's like, I haven't slept in years just because of the shit that he would have to see. Because you have to, as a moderator, you go through all this shit and see it. There's thousands of moderators. And you have to go, dude. And he was talking about these Jesus. Really shitty. I'm assuming it's the same thing. Like anything, things can slip through the cracks.
Do you remember the Poughkeepsie tapes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that was real or not.
I think it was, no, because...
Based on a true story.
It was based on a true story, but I was saying, when I was thinking about it, there was a guy who was one of the parents who was an actor.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, so this is actually... For a minute there, I'm like, there's no way this is
real. Like a spider? Dude. I'm sorry, humans crawling?
Oh, that was really just...
Dude, I think... A huge fear of mine is like I walk down our stairs and it's like in the corner just like fucking looking
someone
at
someone like crouching down on all fours or something.
Yeah, because that's just demonic fucking shit. Dude, you see Lady Gaga had a person puke
yeah,
on
I
her?
Saw that. Yeah, it's really fucking gross.
Why?
It's really gross. I don't know.
Like, do you have a guess as to why?
No, she's just into weird shit maybe.
People are into weird shit, but there's always a reason. There's always a reason. It's not just like, I just want you to puke on me. It's like, I like
yeah,
this.
The reason is she's into weird shit. That's the reason. Weird like, shit
does
being
she
maybe,
derive pleasure from stomach acid on her fucking
maybe.
Chest? God, man.
But they're celebrities, so you can't really question them.
Dude, sometimes it's like, I feel like I know. I feel
sometimes.
Like I feel I just, like I have a grasp on like, okay, this is what the world, this is what America's about.
Yeah, you feel like you get it, and then you realize you don't.
No, and then yeah. I feel like, I think I know a lot, but I don't. And it's just like, there's a lot of crazy shit out there. But you know what? I'm down to observe, not partake.
Okay.
But unless requested, then I will think about it.
An example would be?
Like, I mean... I think that if I was invited to an orgy, I would not join in, right? Definitely wouldn't join in.
But you'd watch?
I feel like, okay, say I showed up and I didn't know what was going on. I'd feel, and it was people I knew, I'd feel weird like leaving because they want me there, but maybe I'll just like
what?
Sit in the corner.
What are you talking about? So you look like a watcher.
Yeah, no, I'm not a watcher.
Oh, you just said you'd watch.
I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to be like, I don't want to see this.
So you'd rather watch instead of be disrespectful?
I think I just sit on my phone.
You're just FaceTiming your mom. Hey, mom.
No. Well, no. I think like if they're in the living room, I'll be in the kitchen like cooking or something. Like I'm not going to partake.
So
I want to hang out with them afterwards.
What the fuck are we doing? What are you talking about?
I'm saying if I got invited to
an orgy. If you got invited to an orgy, it wouldn't be your friends. I'll tell you that.
I'm saying I'm just like, I'm surprised. I'm like, oh, okay. Like I respect what you guys are doing.
So you'll sacrifice like an awkward night and evening for...
I'm saying like, I don't want to judge them, but I'm just going
to
be like...
That's not judging you to be like, hey, I don't want to be here.
I guess that's true, yeah. I guess I didn't really think about
it. So at the detriment of yourself, you're willing to put yourself through that.
No, I said I'd have my back turned to
just because you don't want to make it off. You don't want to be rude.
No, I'll be like, I'll have an egg scramble for you guys when you guys are done. Like, I'll cook something in the kitchen. Like, you know, I'll make myself useful.
I would just fucking leave.
Yeah, I've heard the worst position in an orgy is the one by the window.
Why is that?
Because you look out and you're just like, what am I doing?
That actually makes sense, man.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
I just see your reflection a little bit.
I personally feel like to people who do that, like, they got to be drugged up. Got to be.
To, like, last longer or to be there in the first place?
Both.
Yeah. I would say... Oh, dude, we watched that Vice thing on porn people. Porn people, porn actresses, actors.
Yeah, because they're all, like, smoking meth and shit every day.
Yeah, but then they don't want their, like... They call them managers, but they're basically pimps.
Basically, yeah. They're pimps without the frills.
Without the zebra pants. Yeah. And the cane in the top. Dude, pimps, like the stereotypical pimp, what you think of is literally just Willy Wonka. Like, it's annoying.
I mean, maybe back in the day. I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, back in the day.
Oh, I was like, no one now is walking around with that.
There's got to be some guy somewhere.
I mean, maybe.
You're right, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. Like in Sons of Anarchy, there was this guy and they called him Pimp Greensleeves. Yeah, that was his name.
Did he wear green sleeves?
I mean, I think it was more of just the name. I don't think he's like, oh, my name's... he's like getting ready in the morning. Oh, well, my name's Greensleeves. It has to be green. I don't think he does that, but...
Oh, well, he got the nickname from somewhere.
Pimp Greensleeves. Well, money.
Oh, he hides it in the sleeve.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. If you got to hide something quick, like...
Well, it depends what I'm hiding. Is it just from a like an onlooker or is it actually like, seriously hide it?
You have to seriously hide it. Do you think you could get it in your butt or not?
Depends what it is.
Eight ball.
Well, considering
I've never tried
the trouble I went through to obtain said substance and the cost.
The cost is a part of it.
I But the one thing you have to think about is this package sealed right? Is it leaking? Because if you do that, you are dead. Because
here's what
if it like somehow gets opened a bunch, either you are going to be the most out of your mind you've ever been, or you're not going to survive. One or the other.
Can you walk this line? Yes.
Yes. Just walks to the next county. No, but yes,
I'm still walking.
But one thing you have to think about is if you have something to that effect, it's very easily balled up and malleable. So you could push it into something and it could be hanging out a little bit. But it's a risky biz.
Oh, no. What I don't get about the, people boof things, is that apparently, it hits faster, right?
Because it goes right in your bloodstream. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand that because wouldn't poop coming out, wouldn't that go in your bloodstream if it's absorbing shit? Right?
Well, when something is exiting, I think it's a lot different when something is entering.
So it's a one way for absorption. That's what you're saying.
Well, I'd assume so because imagine this. I'm not an anatomy expert, so don't look at me like this. When something's coming out, your body is expelling certain things.
Yes.
And when you're not shitting, it's just there. It's open for interpretation.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So if you're putting some up there and it stays, especially if it's in say liquid form or powder form. Mm. You know what I don't like?
No, I'm sorry.
I don't like it.
What?
I don't like it.
I've never
liked it.
I wasn't even being like that.
No, you are.
You said liquid or powder
form. No, you do this every time I talk.
What other forms
is
it?
Especially when you ask the question, you go like,
I love your answers.
It's just, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Liquid or powder, what other form? You gonna put a block of cheese?
I'm saying especially when it's those things.
Okay, yes, yes.
Absorbed, because shit is fucking mostly solid.
Okay, yes, that's what I understand. I'm saying I guess I was wondering never mind.
What are you wondering?
If it absorbs.
What it felt like, I was wondering.
That's not what I was gonna say. You know how some foods don't turn, like corn, for example. Do you get that extra nutrients as it comes out? Is it absorbing the corn? Dude, boofing happens quick, man. Not from experience.
Oh.
It happens fast.
I know.
So it's as you're pooping, I don't see it as a one way. There's not flaps directing traffic.
No, but I'm saying, when your body's expelling something, it's different than when it's actually put up there when you're not.
Okay.
You know what
so,
I mean?
So it knows.
For example, absorbing, how people would put, people have put chews in their butt before and something like that.
Like nicotine?
Like in college, baseball players have, because they run out a lot of chew on the field. So they'd put a fucking chew on their, on the outside of their
asshole.
You might
have a problem at that point.
At that point, yeah, but it goes right in your fucking bloodstream. Or if people have, it's possible to absorb in your blood. The nicotine, if you put it right here, it's possible.
I heard it in the toes, too.
Yeah, I can. That's what I'm saying. Socks. It absorbs.
What a disgusting
sock. It absorbs. So if it goes up your ass, it absorbs.
Gotcha.
Faster because the bloodstream's right there.
It just, gotcha. Okay.
Goes right in.
It's God's little.
I don't know about the gun noise. I don't know if it
God's
does that.
Little. It's God's little shortcut. Is what it is.
Yeah, God's basement.
The old prison pocket, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Prison pocket.
That's where you hide things.
Yeah. If you know you're going to prison for 50 years, you're just fucked. You're going to live there, and you've come to terms with my life is fucked. This is my life now. Now, how would I survive for as long as I can? Are you just be like, all right, I got to date some big guy? You know what I mean? Are you thinking?
I have thought about.
Are
this.
You thinking I'm just going to be a slut?
To be honest, I'm thinking escape.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I knew that would piss you off.
And using a cafeteria spoon.
No, I'm kidding.
I chip away one little bit at a day.
And then I somehow put the poster over the hole after I'm already through it. But it's taut enough to have a rock thrown through it. Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
No. Actually, I know myself.
I'm saying, what's your move to stay alive the longest?
I think for the first couple of weeks, I'm going to be like, I can do this. And then when I realize I can't do it, I'm probably...
Killing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's just not a life.
It's not. But I think there's a limited number of things you could do to make sure you kind of stay out of the bad shit. I mean...
Well, you have to come...
Commissary is a big thing.
The problem is that, there's gangs. The white gang is always like Nazis.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with that, obviously.
Aryan Brotherhood, yeah.
Why can't we just have a white gang that supports inclusion, In prison.
Why can't history change?
Yeah, no, because I'm not shaving my head and getting tats.
Well, that's I think that's more of if you go to jail and you're not in one, you're just on your own.
But dude, I'm not getting the. I'm not.
Well, then you're dead.
I think if it was like a life sentence, I think I'd just bang my head against the wall as much as possible.
I don't think that would kill you. It'd knock you out before it killed you. And then they just find you.
Well, what's crazy is that they like limit you from like killing yourself in prison. Isn't that your right to your own life? Like, shouldn't you just be like, I want to die?
I would think so. Like, if someone's like, hey, like...
You don't own my life. Like,
if someone's like, for a life sentence... What's also weird is people will be on death row for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, okay, well, what's the fucking point then? Like,
yeah,
or they'll die before they even get executed. It's like, okay, well, what the fuck? Just, I would feel, and I feel like the person would feel that the second they're convicted, okay, you're going to die. It should just happen like the next day or the day after that. Like,
don't get me waiting.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, take me all the way. Don't tease me.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Like, dude, if I'm going to prison for life, just end it. Like, I'm not being cooped up in this thing. I know I can't escape.
Yeah.
There's no cafeteria spoon with that many edges to get me out of these cinder blocks. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. And the things that keep me going are not going to be there. So, what am I just going to be depressed for this? Like, no, just fucking let me go. Let me fly away.
Well, apparently in prison, they make like their own alcohol and shit. It's crazy.
Toilet wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Vodka too.
Really?
Yeah.
They use the potatoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with my, that's what I do with my beer brewing experience. I'd fucking get some nice grains, ferment some alcohol and you know, use that to like, hey, don't touch me. I have a really shittily brewed pale ale today. Like, you know?
Well, apparently like a lot of them in there, because a lot of them are from low income neighborhoods / or have no family. That's like, you know, we'll talk to them. This is funny. This is funny to you.
That's a stereotype and a half. But
I know. I'm trying to explain because I'm trying to make a point in what I'm going to say next.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes. I'm ready. Yes.
Is it funny?
No.
You want to keep, you get your laughs out now before I would like to get a point across without looking around, looking back at you. And you're just like,
I think you're funny.
No, you don't.
I think you're fucking hilarious.
No, I mean like right now. Oh, you don't. Right. There's nothing about funny about that. You're just like, because you're making fun of me. Okay, go. And so my point is, so given that fact, commissary.
I'm listening. Go.
Are low income neighborhoods funny, James? No. Is starvation fun?
No.
Is poverty funny?
It's a funny stereotype. You're like, oh, they're in prison, so they must be poor. Like, it's.
They're from low income neighborhoods because that's where a lot of gang activity is from. Wait, am I crazy?
What about the guys on Wall Street that get arrested, huh?
Yeah, they end up, they shut up.
They make bail.
Yeah, they make bail, yeah.
Which is weird. You can do shit, just be like, here's money. You're good.
Well, I mean, there's a hearing later on, but I'm saying you don't have to be held, so.
Yeah. Which is weird, because if it was
But you know what's funny? They paid $1 million in bail. It's like, so actually, now that he knows, if he knows deep down he's fucked, he could be like, all right, let's get the fuck out of Dodge.
Thing is like, if I'm just being held for like a month.
Well, sometimes it's longer than that.
Say the hearing's in like a month. I'm not paying $1 million. Okay, keep me in your conference room.
Sometimes
like,
it's way longer than that.
I guess there's a lot of things. Do you think you could really be a judge and do the job right? Or would you have emotion involved? I think I'd be like, oh, I feel bad for this guy, you know?
I think I might. But on the same time. It's
a lot of power.
It is a lot of power. Like,
that's the only job you can't get fired from.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
One swing of the gavel ruins a person's life. I think it'd be kind of cool. I've always wanted to be like,
death.
I sends you to death by lethal injection, beheading.
Dude, that was a thing in our culture at one point. Fucking, it's like, hey, there's a fucking hanging.
Dude, we gotta go watch Max get hung.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And then they like bring out, everyone's like, yeah, they're throwing tomatoes.
Yeah. And bread. Just barbaric times.
Dude, God, I'd love to go back.
Dude, or they like, they'd watch people get their heads chopped off and shit. Like, it was just, it's weird.
Dude, that's gotta be traumatizing.
It's weird that that's normal. It's just, it's so weird. Like, imagine like, or back then too. Like, you know how like we watch UFC? Like, back then they're literally watching like five guys versus like two dudes just fucking dice them up. And everyone's like, yeah!
Yeah, and then like, hey, for the fucking blue light special, here's a lion.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah. Yeah, by the way, for the matinee, here's a lion eating a blind beggar. It's so fucked up,
dude.
He
stole 2 shillings from the local coffee stand.
It's like, I don't fucking get it.
Take it up with the lion.
It was just a different time, dude.
Dude, that shit was barbaric.
It would have been and until maybe like the 60s or the 50s would have been the best time to be a criminal.
Oh, 100%. I think that what's weird to me is if we were in those times, so you, me, and Alex.
I'd want to be in like the mob era, like the 40s and 50s.
Dude, with like a Tommy gun.
Yeah, with the hats and the cigars.
And you got the slick back hair.
No.
And you're snapping your fingers with a hair and a switchblade.
Yeah, blade. That would have been, well, their suits were sick back then.
No, dude, I want to rock a suit, man.
You can rock a suit.
No, I'm saying like I wish that my work required it. That'd be
cool. Oh, yeah.
Because then it's like, then you have to do it. And
yeah,
then it's like,
but I think the only problem with that is then, well, you need, because work, you're there every day. You're like, okay, now I have to figure out, I want to wear the same suit.
I already have that. I have 8 different polos and 8 different pants.
Polos?
Yeah, for work. The polos I wear. I already have all that shit for
work. Well, polo, I meant like a long sleeve and slacks and a jacket. Not like, you know, polos or your boat shirts with slacks. That doesn't work.
They're just collared tees.
They're just collared tees.
I don't know. I like.
No, I'm saying, but that,
I
no,
like the feel.
No. That style. No, that's not. That's that style and coloring is just like a boat type. Like yacht clothing.
I should be on a buoyant vessel. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Like they call Vans and others like boat shoes because that's kind of something that people would slip on when on the boat.
I think we should get a boat
or around the docks.
Around the docks.
Yeah.
That would be a fun job. There's something about water that's intriguing and just somehow brings the life out of everyone, I think.
I think so, too.
It's weird.
There's an ambiance.
Well, I mean, it is life, really. And I think that's why we're drawn to it.
Elaborate, please.
Go 3 days without water. You're fucking dead. We need it. It needs us.
You're going way too deep.
I'm saying I think that's why we like to be in the water. It's just like...
Or because it's 100 degrees and it's hot and we're jumping in. We like to swim.
Okay, take it a nice winter night in a hot tub. And when those bubbles turn off, it's a little awkward.
What else is it going to be? Fucking hot peanut butter? What are you going to sit in besides water?
I don't know.
I'm just
water's nice, man.
Water's nice. Yeah, water's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Water's good. Yeah, it is. Confirmed.
It is.
Scientifically backed.
It is.
Yeah, it is good.
So, you know, I'm not out of line here. I'm not out of question.
Well, you also use that line. Yeah, you know our bodies are made of. So you definitely believe that.
I don't know. Have I told this on the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so.
Oh, I think you, maybe, I don't know.
For the longtime listeners, you can skip this. It's funny. I'm not really embarrassed about it anymore. A buddy of mine, not Z, it was like a blind date kind of setup.
Do you have a vape?
Yeah.
May I have it?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was like a blind date, setup date kind of thing. It was like his buddy's friend. Or I'm not his buddy. His girl that he was hanging out with, her friend, actually was...
Wow, that hits, guys.
I know. God, wow. It's good.
It's been a minute.
Dude, I was telling you the other day, so I obviously hopped back on the wagon, but I was off the wagon for a little bit, and I woke up, and I was like... I got in the shower, I was like, whoa. I'm like, I gotta just fucking sit down.
Dude, I haven't been hitting anything. I just usually just do Zen and I'm good. But
yeah. Well. Or, yeah. But anyway, so, which I actually, shout out to this guy, because I think my girl was, the girl he hooked me up with was way better looking than his. That was pretty fucking cool. But anyways, we're hitting it off. I'm shooting the shit, saying my shit. So then they get in the hot tub and we get in the pools. And, you know, I'm like, you know.
No, you're just so, she's on the other side and you have your head just about to like an alligator and you're like,
hello. but then once my toes can't touch, I slow down a lot.
It's just like a little floating happen in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm like, how much momentum did I just get?
No, like, okay, you're swimming towards her and like, you know, if she's in the shallow end, like if it's far enough, you can kind of see your feet in the back. You take your swimming shirt off, your ass cheeks are on the back of the water, and you just swim towards you.
Dude, there was always those swimmers that were just like... Oh,
yeah. Like a boat runner? Yeah. Dude, and it was always like a dad or something.
Yeah, it was always my sister.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
She did a lot of splashing when she swam. But yeah, anyways, and so...
Do you still doggy paddle when you swim?
To like stay afloat, you know, just kind of grooving.
I wish there was like a camera underwater to see people's forms, like when people in the...
I think it's funny when they have like bright toenails, like girls. Oh, yeah. Just like
just clawing at the water. Anyways, what?
So actually, she was in the deep end, which made this a lot harder. But you know,
make your way,
meander on over there.
Yeah,
as a sailor does. Oh, you sailor, you. No,
motorboat him, you sailor, you.
No, but so we did. I think I was nervous. I was nervous. I was a sophomore. So what was I? I was 15.
I thought you were about to say I was soft. I'm like, oh, okay. That's a weird part of the story.
Very important detail. Yeah. No, I was like 15, I think. So I'm nervous, you know? I mean... Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
I'm trying to explain why I said this awful comment. Or not awful, just stupid. And so like... I go up there and then, you know, like she's kind of close. I'm kind of close. Like, okay. So then like we like make out for like, you know, like say like 10 seconds or something. You're just like,
yum, yum, yum.
And then there's the little smile and the, and then, you know, you go back.
And then maybe you felt like you had to say something.
Yeah. And so like, cause we stop and our like heads go back and I'm just like.
And instead of it being quiet. Yeah. Instead of being quiet and awkward. Okay. I have to say something.
Yeah. So then I was like, yeah, like body's like 90% water. First, like, because there was
That's water around me.
Oh, yeah, it's so bad.
It's so bad.
She hung out again, though.
Obviously, it wasn't that bad, or she was too stupid to realize it was bad.
Yeah, she was too
probably.
Yeah, yeah. She has a kid.
Well, she was with you, so.
Yeah, it doesn't get any worse than that.
All right, what are we at right now?
46.
I think we're good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
And guys.
All right, guys, we're good. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget about the, you can do the Patreon. Fuck.
Patreon. Make sure you check to patreon.com/aroundthelunchtable for, episodes early-ish, exclusive content. Also, support the podcast. You get Discord benefits. You can chat with us one-on-one, but you could also just fucking DM us. So it doesn't really matter. Yeah. So there's a couple tiers with that. Also check out atltstore.com for merch. We have a spring season, spring collection coming out, summer collection. Last but not least, make sure you check out the State Champ podcast, the other one that is under the ATLT umbrella. Our condolences to them. They did lose a man on the battlefield. So now there is one host, not
two. He's not dead. He just left.
Yeah.
Made it sound like he made it sound like he like no, just disappeared.
We would have given him a moment of silence or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A moment of silence for the State Champ podcast.
And you can find both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram page. Anyways, that's all we got for you guys this week. And see ya.
Rowdy up in here.